Thursday, December 27, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Last Monday, Steve Mnuchin called together a meeting of what was called the Plunge Protection Team, a group of top regulators, as he privately expressed concern over Wall Street weakness, which had intensified. The concept of the team is not new, but the people on it, including Mnuchin, are. They include Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, as well as the heads of the CFTC and SEC. Trump blames the entire episode of financial weakness on the Fed. While tighter monetary policy conflicted with his fiscal stimulus, there's a lot more to it than that. Trump's tax cut coming late in the business cycle, financed by debt, produced a sugar high where companies used the windfall to buy back their stocks, producing a spike high in the U.S. stock market. They did not invest much in capital expansion. Trump's global trade war, the most serious protectionist action taken since the 1930 Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act, has produced an alarming slowing of the world economy. The major stock markets, Chinese, Japanese, and ours, were either in or flirting with bear market territory, threatening to get worse. Don't forget about the timing of Brexit. The U.S. stock market declines this month were the worst since December 1931. Trump, saying that the trade wars were easy to win or he relished being called tariff man, showed an astounding lack of economic intelligence and pure incompetence. If he continues to pursue his trade war in the current manner, he will take the world economy down, just as one who has a grasp of history would expect would happen. He has no such perspective. Mnuchin's plunge protection team will have little impact restoring confidence because he's a lightweight, as are the rest of Trump's cabinet, after the attrition that has occurred in turnover. Wall Street doesn't put Mnuchin at the same level of respect as they did Paulson, Geithner, or Liu. Mnuchin could be undercut by Trump at any moment, as it has repeatedly happened in the past. He blames him for recommending Jerome Powell as Fed chairman. The grown-ups in Trump's cabinet are now gone, as Mattis leaves, and those left are yes-men who are cycle fans of the president. Trump appears to be living in his wag-the-dog world. His acting officials will do what he tells them, even if they know it is wrong, regardless of whether it is a legal order. The White House is now being run by a wannabe autocrat who is enamored by other autocrats. I am never more shocked than when I hear someone say that Trump is running the country like a business. I've never seen a business successfully run like Trump is doing in the United States. Trump is in grave legal jeopardy, even described by conservative Fox News legal advisor Judge Napolitano, basis the evidence he has seen as a felon. That's not even the half of it. We are heading into a constitutional crisis. My analysis is not based on political bias. This has long gone past that point of petty politics to becoming historical. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Stock market losses in 1931 continued into January 1932, and then they stabilized into March when they again buckled and crashed into July 8, 1932, with dramatic losses when the stock market low was set for the Great Depression. That timing would fit the cycle low expected in the CRB index next year. I think that we all know that if the current truce in the trade war with China blows up, we'll repeat history. My perception is that people do not understand the gravity of what we are facing. The impasse over funding the government shows no sign of solution. Trump says that there'll be no budget without his border wall. It will now require waiting until the new year with the new Congress. They only took a voice vote of the House bill that passed that body in the Senate, and it was believed there were only 40 votes in the Senate for the wall. Trump demands funding for the wall, but has offered nothing in concession. We do need a wall on the southern border, but new technology, rather than a physical wall, is required. The problem is that doesn't give Trump the visual that he thinks that his base demands. That is worth wasting billions in U.S. taxpayer money to him. TPP 11 kicks off the new year, offering a trade advantage without us in Japan. If you were China, would you do a deal with Trump or wait for his successor? It may not be that long of a wait, but that may mean that the world economy would tank in the process. There are serious decisions from poor choices being made. I am pretty sure that none of our so-called allies trust us anymore over any security agreement that we have with us, even Israel. They are disleveled with the prospect of the U.S. no longer being the stabilizing glue holding global geopolitics together. It is one thing to police the world, and in another to remove ourselves from it so abruptly, abandoning it, allowing a new world order to fight it out for dominance as we turn inward. This is what America First looks like. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us at Royal Iowa Online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.